Holder said he wanted to start his tour in Atlanta because he believes there's been a lot of good work between the community and local law enforcement. But in front of Martin Luther King Jr.'s former congregation, Holder said the events in Ferguson show the country still faces some of the same problems Dr. King dedicated his life to fighting.
And so we return once more to this hallowed place to seek shelter from a terrible storm, a storm that I'm certain that we will weather so long as we continue to stand united and unafraid to address realities too long ignored.
Protests erupted across the nation last week, including in Atlanta, after a grand jury opted not to indict Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of unarmed 18-year-old Michael Brown. Even Holder was interrupted mid-speech by dozens of people seemingly dispersed across the packed church.
I cannot begin to understand. I can't.
But the attorney general was quick to embrace the interruption.
There will be a tendency on the part of some to condemn what we just saw, but we should not. What we saw there was a genuine expression of concern and involvement.
Prior to the prayer service, Holder met with local law enforcement, student representatives, and government officials in a closed-door session. The topic of discussion, improving relations between police and the community. Taliba Obuya criticized the decision to close that earlier meeting. She was one of the protesters who interrupted Holder.
We need a response that looks like talking to the community and listening to the community, not 30 minutes maybe of choir, not 20 minutes of dancing, not then a 15-minute speech from our attorney general.
The Justice Department is still investigating possible federal charges against Wilson and the Ferguson Police Department. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.